Now then, let's go to John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, you go over to Colossians, and I'm not going to turn over there, but it not only tells that all things were made by Him and for Him, but it said by Him all things consist. Praise God. That everything that is consists of Him. Listen to me. From the beginning, before the fall, everything that was created was by Him, for Him, and by Him or in Him all things consist. And it gives us a little bit broader view of what's being spoken. But here John says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, let's stop right there just for a second. The Word, the Greek word is logos. There's two principal Greek words that were translated Word, and the other is rhema. Rhema and logos. Now, some teachers have made a big deal of rhema. I don't see any big deal in rhema. You know, they said, I got a rhema word. God gave me a rhema word. Well, rhema is just an utterance. Rhema is just something said. Rhema is just a conversation. And God does give rhema words, but just God talking to you. That's all it is. It's God talking to you. But when the Scripture says, in the beginning was the Logos. Now, the word Logos is a Greek word which can be a topic of conversation, be something said. That you look it up in your Strong's Concordance. And the first thing, it says something said, a Logos. And it says a topic of conversation, a Logos. But then it says when the article the is used with Logos. In other words, it's not a Logos, but it's the Logos. It says it's the divine expression, i.e. Christ. In the beginning was the Word. And it's not talking about words. It's not talking about rhema. It's not talking about the utterance when God said, let there be light. That was in Hebrews 11, when it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That was a rhema. When God said, let there be light, there was light, but that was a rhema. But in the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos is speaking of the Logos. It's speaking of the divine expression of God. And that's Christ. It's talking about Christ, but it calls Him the divine expression of God. Praise God. But it's not just something said. It's life. It's a living Word. Praise the Lord. We look over in Peter. Let's look in 1 Peter right quickly for a second. It's the first chapter, the 23rd verse. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God. And if you check again your Strong's Concordance, your Greek, it says by the Logos of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the written Word of God. I love it. But it's speaking of something so much more than the written Word of God. It's speaking about the Logos, the divine expression of God. It's speaking about Christ is that incorruptible seed. We're born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed. We're born again by the Logos, by the divine expression. Praise God. By the Christ, we are born again. He goes on to really explain that now that we understand what the Greek says. And he says, by the Word of God, which liveth Logos, the divine expression, Christ, which liveth and abideth forever. And then he says, for all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And if it's speaking about Christ, it's speaking about the word, the Logos, the divine expression. He who is from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Same in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. This is the incorruptible seed that we're born of. A Word, a Logos, a divine expression that's living and abiding forever. And He says, which word? By the gospel. Hallelujah. Does that tell you something about what the gospel is? It's Christ. It's the Christ. Hallelujah. There is no other gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus is the Christ of eternity. That Jesus is the Christ that Gabriel told Daniel will make an end of sins, finish the transgression, bring in everlasting righteousness. Not in a second coming, but in a first coming. Designated by the timeline of the prophecy in Daniel the 9th chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the beginning was the Word, the divine expression. Well, let's go on through. And the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same as in the beginning. With God, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Then it goes on, there's a man named John. And so on, it talks about John for a while. It comes back to the Christ that He was in the world, was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Said He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He the power. The correct understanding there is the privilege. The privilege. The privilege of the coming. It's a privilege to become a son of God. Hallelujah. To them gave He the privilege of becoming the sons of God. Even to as many who believe upon His name, who were born not of man, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God. And skip two verses and read this. And of His fullness have all we received. And grace for grace that He is full of. Hallelujah. He fills us with every grace that He's full of. Hallelujah. Truth. Precious Savior. Glory to God. Moses says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And John says, in the beginning was the Word, the divine expression. When He was made flesh, John 1 and 14, the Word's made flesh and dwelt among us. In Hebrews, it tells us that He being what? The brightness of God's glory, the express image of His person. Jesus Christ, in this flesh body, was the divine expression of God. He says, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father, because I'm the divine expression of the Father. Praise God.